With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Media reports say many of the anti-Doge demonstrations greeting GOP lawmakers last week were organized by left-wing groups.
A steady stream of anti-Doge demonstrations seemed to crop up organically at town hall events as House lawmakers held such gatherings in their home states during a week-long recess. Now reports in the Daily Wire and Free Beacon indicate the protests were anything but spontaneous. Rather, they were organized by George Soros-funded groups Move On and Indivisible. Despite the orchestration, mainstream outlets such as CBS, The Washington Post, and The New York Times reported them as though they were grassroots efforts. Bob Agner reported.
Investigators say a landing gear failure may have led to the deadly plane crash in Scottsdale, Arizona, earlier this month. The NTSB released a preliminary report Thursday, which said the Learjet's left landing gear was not in a normal position when it landed at the Scottsdale airport. The jet was traveling at about 55 miles an hour when it veered off the runway and then crashed into a Gulfstream jet that was parked. The Learjet was owned by Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil. The pilot was killed in that crash. Three others were seriously injured. Neil was not on the plane. Also at SRNnews.com, the FBI accuses North Korean-backed hackers in a crypto heist.
The crypto theft, which occurred earlier this month, is one of the largest known yet, targeting Bybit, a crypto exchange. The FBI says it believes hackers identified by the U.S. government as Trader Trader and the Lazarus Group are responsible. The hacker's technique? Disseminate crypto trading applications that are modified with malware. Bybit's CEO acknowledged the announcement, and the company is offering bounties for tracking the stolen crypto. The FBI says some of it has already been converted to other virtual assets and expects it to eventually be laundered for fiat currency. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is SRN News. The L.A. fires are gone, but not forgotten.
While the news cycle has moved on, thousands of city residents have not. They're still plumbing the burned wreckage of their homes for the pieces of their lives that survived. And Samaritan's Purse is lending a hand. The giant Christian relief agency continues to work the fire zone and recruit volunteers. The ministry says, quote, homeowners in Pacific Palisades and Pasadena want assistance with recovery of belongings. More than 30 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pepsi is the latest corporation to abandon its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs under pressure from customers. In a memo sent to employees, PepsiCo CEO Raymond LaGuarta indicated that the company will no longer promote the queer trans agenda, but will instead align its sponsorships with events and groups that promote business growth. PepsiCo's brands include Gatorade, Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Mountain Dew. This is SRN News. There's been an update on the death of actor Gene Hackman and his wife and one of their three dogs at their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Warder.
The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office says the body of 95-year-old Hackman was found in a mudroom and that he appeared to have fallen. A pair of sunglasses and a cane were nearby. Investigators say the body of Hackman's wife, 63-year-old Betsy Arakawa, was found in a bathroom next to a space heater and that there was an open prescription bottle and pills scattered on a countertop near her body. They say one of their dogs, a German Shepherd, was found dead in the bathroom closet, but two other dogs, one inside the home and one outside, were found alive and well. A sheriff's detective says the couple didn't have any wounds and that there were no signs of a carbon monoxide leak or carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNnews.com.